The Matanuska Valley's Chickaloon Tribe invited State Department of Natural Resources leaders to speak at an information session in Palmer on Tuesday evening. Three DNR officials who responded fielded questions and heard comments about aspects of an unpopular piece of legislation now before the state legislature. None of those who spoke were in favor of HB 77. Liz Robinson is the executive director of the citizens group Envision Mat-Su.
As we continue to grow, our progress should reflect a state that serves the public, not one that ignores it. As an organization, our mission is to actively engage Mat-Su residents and other Alaskans in the conservation, restoration, stewardship, and enhancement of our region's most valuable resources. House Bill 77 is at odds with such a mission. This piece of legislation effectively trades the voice of the people in favor of faster permitting for natural resource projects. This bill would limit our ability as citizens to become informed about and appeal natural resource project decisions, and it would disproportionately concentrate decision-making power within the hands of the DNR commissioner.
About 60 people turned out for the session, which was not an official state public hearing. Former school teacher and retired principal Stephen O'Brien, who spent three decades in Bethel, says the designers of the state's constitution were careful to include Alaskans in the decision-making process.
And Alaska became unique among the 50 states as an owner state, where the resources of Alaska belong to the people of Alaska. That's what really concerns me about this bill. The founding fathers of our statehood saw the wisdom of including individual people with the rights to stand up. Is it worth it to undermine these long-established principles that make us as Alaskans the owner of our resources? I think not.
DNR's Wynn Menefee, deputy director of the Division of Mining, Land, and Water, helped explain that the state wants the bill to streamline the process by which the public is involved in decision-making on resource development projects. But he said he was hearing otherwise on Tuesday.
There's a lot of dissatisfaction with HB 77 that was expressed tonight, and I think it ranged from issues with the general permits, appeals, water, but it also just basically in general concept, there was a lot of consideration that they felt that the bill was overriding public process and public participation.
He says it's up to the legislature to make the call on whether or not the bill fulfills constitutional mandates, but the Chickaloon Tribe's health director, Lisa Wade, said the bill is actually helping to unite people.
Pretty much people are really concerned with this bill. And one thing that you can say about it is that it's uniting us. It's uniting Alaskans. It's bringing us together and calling us to speak out to protect our rights and our future rights from top-down government legislation. You may not streamline and modernize your workload at the expense of the safety of our families and our natural resources.
Menefee said that DNR is currently considering making changes to the bill, but he was not at liberty to discuss what those changes might be. HB 77 is in the Senate. I'm Ellen Lockyer.